Hello, and welcome to the Surefire Negotiation Tactics course. In this first module, you will be taught what is the win-win concept. Negotiation is a vital skill to have in business. At the end of this course, rest assured that you will be a superstar negotiator, and you'd be surprised by how much money negotiation can save you. With that said, let's get started. To many people, negotiating is a difficult task, and not many people can become very successful with the art of negotiation. However, this is not the case if you truly understand the win-win concept. When negotiating, we must always consider the other party's situation as well. If you can strike a deal that is a winner for both parties, then you're on the right track. With that said, you must always focus on forming a relationship that works out for both of you and the party you are trying to negotiate with. If it's a winner for you and a winner for the other, there is no reason why a deal cannot be formed. So keep in mind that when you make an offer, make sure the offer also favors the other person's needs. Make sure there is an assurance on both sides and always think win-win. Moving on, we will dwell deeper into how to create win-win relationships. The first essential guideline is to be fair. This is the most important concept that you have to always consider when you're negotiating with people. You have to ensure fairness in both sides, since a negotiation is meant to keep matters fair and equal to one another. Therefore, if it's one-sided and favorable to only one person, then there is no point in negotiating. What's the use to negotiate or being a negotiator if you only intend to benefit yourself? There's absolutely no use for you to negotiate with others if you are focused on the side that can only benefit you. If you do not consider other things that can also be beneficial to others, they might not agree to your needs, hence both sides get nothing in return. Next, you also have to be very reasonable when negotiating with others. Make sure that everything in your talk will go smoothly and beneficial to your side, as well as to other people whom you are negotiating with. For instance, you own a company, and you have to negotiate with your employees in regards to the salary increase that they are demanding. Then you have to present to them the statement of account of your company to explain why you can't afford to increase their salary. Learning this concept of negotiation is very important, like when you are dealing with employees who are developing a certain company. The more they understand the company owner, then the more they will realize how they need to be devoted to their work, so that in return, they can also get the benefits as an employee. When you negotiate about something, one most vital thing that you should keep in mind is, of course, reality, especially if you are talking about financial matters. Because most people these days are not aware of reality, especially in the financial side of life. This is because there are several individuals who are looking forward to gain their millions, hence are doing nothing to generate the amount they want. In this case, do you think it is easy to negotiate with your eyes closed when it comes to financial matters these days? Well, absolutely not. You'll never simply close a negotiation upon less thoughts or considerations. Always keep in mind that no one wants to be undercut. Therefore, you don't have to be the first person to do it for others. Never use your excellent skill and knowledge in negotiation to fool people and leading them to deal with something that will cause negative effects for them. Dirty negotiation is a fairly common, especially with business people, but not all. This is just to state a fact. For instance, a factory business. It needs to dispose of toxic material somewhere. Then they have to negotiate with the people who live in the nearest place whether they can do their disposals here, but not telling them the danger and effects that might cause them. The people, on the other hand, if they are unaware of the danger, and if you do not explain to them about it, they will accept and allow you to do so without any realization of what harm may happen to them. Actually, this can also be a vulnerable tease to other responsible business people, especially if they are running out of time in meeting the amount they want to earn for the company, as well as the time allotted to do the chores that they have to do. But if you are really a responsible and fair person, no matter what amount you are earning, neither you have a very big business nor the company, you will still have the heart for the poor and to be fair-minded. Businesses do require several skills and knowledge in an individual to achieve the success that they desire. One of these skills is, of course, the skill to negotiate, which is truly very important when it comes to managing a business. It is vital to closing business deals, fixing manpower issues, as well as business operation negotiations. Negotiation skills are one of the most vital skills in business, since this can involve most aspects of business, from its operation responsibilities to its financial aspects, which is the most important business aspect that always has to be observed. The skill is also vital to make sure that everything is going smoothly in their business. For instance, through great negotiation skill, a certain business personality can greatly avoid rallies and negative activities from their employees, who are also the ones who have a huge contribution in the development of their business. As a business personality, you also have to make sure that you're providing fair benefits to your employees. This is the most important thing that a responsible businessman should have in mind: providing fair compensation for their employees. It is because without their employees, the companies are nothing. The life and existence of a certain company rely with diligent and responsible employees. Negotiation skill is also vital for closing business deals with other big companies. In this case, one should be aware of essential negotiation strategies that they have to practice and keep in mind while they are negotiating. These strategies include portraying a win-win concept. One should make sure that what they are saying during the negotiation can also apply a win-win situation for the other side or to the company they are dealing with. This way, they can avoid experiencing any risk of losing great deals when it comes to closing certain business transactions. Employees and other business concerns can also be settled effectively when the business owner is responsible and, most importantly, skilled in negotiating. A very common scene when it comes to these cases is, of course, when the employees are asking for additional amount or at least a fair benefit of salary or monthly compensation. If you lack the skill to negotiate, you either give your employees what they demand or you plainly refuse the pay increment, which might result your employees to resign and quit the job. As you can see, it's a lose-lose situation if you don't know how to negotiate to win and favor both sides. It shows how important and useful it is for a business personality to have and develop excellent knowledge in negotiating. It is quite true that there are several people these days that are searching and dreaming to have a job, but this is not a valid reason for a certain business personality not to provide the things that they should for their employees. In fact, this can be their inspiration to being a very responsible business personality so that they can succeed in the business world which they choose to venture in. Negotiation skill is extremely important in most businesses and even in our daily lives, because it is the only way for you to express yourself and make people understand what is on your mind and what is the meaning of everything that you do and everything that you are into. To understand everything between the people around you is the key for you to develop great negotiation skill. Because it is essential for you for the need to come up with a win-win negotiation concept for both sides when it comes to negotiations. Therefore, if you have plans to engage in any business, whether it is online or offline, then you have to make sure that you are knowledgeable enough when it comes to negotiating with other people of various statuses in life.